CBB presents.
Hosting that pod, Aukerman Nod. Bill Walton, you better host that pod. Podcast ahead, telecast behind. And you know that podcast just crossed my mind. Now, yeah! Gotham City, a haven of crime, evil, darkness, the underbelly of the promised land, the refuse downstream from that shining city on a hill, because every beam of light implies a shadow. There is no silence without the din of sirens, no laughter without tears, no hope without dread. It's the land that crime forgot to leave. Someone ought to do something about this town. Show the placid people who their plastic politicians really pander to. Corruption, greed, hate, the logical conclusion of late-stage bootstrap capitalism, survival of the fittest, dog-eat-dog, uncleaned litter box, algae-filled fish tank of a cesspool. Gotham needs a reckoning, a cleanup, a wake-up call. It's time to remove the mask and look into the mirror. No more hiding. Shine the light and watch the cockroaches scatter. 1.5 stars. That was a TripAdvisor review of Gotham City from user J. Oswald 43. Well, J. Oswald, I could not disagree with you more. I am here in lovely Gotham City meeting up with Mark Rennie, and this review is a miss. It's a whiff. 1 star. Are you kidding me? Gotham City, $4 for fish and chips right down the street from here. Colorful characters left and right. A beautiful architecture. A mayor in Harvey Dent. One of the great Harveys from Keitel, whose penis shone from film to film. To PJ Harvey, who called upon all the little fish and big fish swimming in the water to come back here and give her her daughter! Commissioner Gordon, a police commissioner as tough on the crime in this city as he is on the grime in his mustache. No, J. Oswald, I for one love Gotham City. 5 stars. Hello, folks, I'm Bill Walton, and you're listening to Eat, Pray, Dunk, the show where I travel the world with my assistant Mark Rennie in hopes of finding myself. I'm here in the beautiful Gotham City meeting up with Mark after we were separated for a month. A month that left me feeling lost, but Mark feeling found. Mark feeling unencumbered and me feeling uncucumbered. Me feeling discombobulated and Mark bobbing for apples, I imagine. But we're reuniting in Gotham City, the natural midway point between where we both were at the time, to say hello again, and I cannot wait to see Mark. He's arriving today, and since we missed Valentine's Day, we've decided to get each other a couple of little Valentine's gifts and exchange them in an undisclosed location. Undisclosed, because while I do love Gotham City, there are parts of that review that are accurate, and I feel if I do announce where we're going, or even, if we say it too loud to each other, we will be followed and robbed and tied up and used as some sort of, what's the word when you kidnap someone? Hostages. We'll be used as hostages, and I'm so terrified of that. One of my 3 greatest fears, I would argue, are, 1, being held hostage by a criminal with no sense of empathy for human life and fear. 2, being hit directly by an asteroid. And 3, putting in a pickup order through a business's app, showing up and still having to wait in the same line that everybody else waited in, therefore making me late for the engagement that I was on the way to, even though I purposefully used the app so I could get everything quicker than everybody else who did not use the app to place their order and pay through Apple Pay or Quick Pay or whatever pay you so desire. But I'm giddy as a girl or a guy. Either one works. To be seeing Mark Rennie again and to be talking to you and to be in beautiful Gotham City. I am staying right at the Arkham Hotel. It's more of a motel, but I like to say hotel, right across from gorgeous Arkham Asylum. The only other asylum I know of is a comedy theater. Maybe it's the Arkham Asylum Comedy Theater, and I could go there and maybe get into an improv jam or see a show there. Maybe I could be a celebrity monologist, and improvisers could take my rich stories and turn them into invented seeds that are inspired by my stories, but not just reenactments of them if they're doing it right. But for now, dear listener, you get to take a journey through Gotham with me and soon Mark Rennie on this wonderful Valentine's Month episode of Eat, Pray, Dunk!
I was going to ask, how many times do you go through the airport today? And somebody will yell out, Jesus!
All right, I'm here in an alley here in Gotham City, waiting to exchange Valentine's presents with my Valentine, Mark Rennie. I think he'll be very excited with what I got him. He always talks about how I don't know him very well and I don't get him the right gifts, but this is a DVD copy of Jupiter Rising, Ascending, the one where Channing Tatum has ears, and I just think I nailed Mark on this one. I think he'll watch it alone, he'll watch it with me. Anywho.
Hey, Bill, are you this? Hello, Bill.
What, is that you, Mark Rennie?
It's me, I'm behind this dumpster.
Okay. I set up a secret CIA conversation back and forth with Mark Rennie so that we would know it was each other in case someone was trying to trick us. So I'm going to try this right now.
Yeah.
The fly has landed in my soup.
Well, that sucks.
Mark! Good to see you, buddy!
I missed you. Nice to see you again.
I missed you too. Great to see you, Mark.
Nice to see you in Gotham City, no less. I've read a lot about Gotham City, but this is actually my first time visiting.
Yeah, is in the fact read a lot like a historian, or you read?
Well, it's in the news.
Comics.
No, there's a lot of crime, I hear, but
yes.
Beautiful Gothic architecture.
Beautiful Gothic architecture. Some parts of the city are very kind of campy, depending
on... I don't know if that's your term to use, but okay.
Can I not say campy?
I don't know. There's a tone.
Real?
No, if I trust you.
Some parts of the city are a little campy.
You said the same thing about West Hollywood, so... But sure, absolutely. When you have giant statues of naked men leaning against swords,
yeah,
come on, a little campy.
You know, there's everything is so colorful and bright.
Yeah, so many ice warehouses. Huh? I feel like there's a whoa.
Who are you two?
Oh my god! Wow, it's like seeing Angelina.
What? Speak up. Who are you two?
Is this the Batman?
Batman.
I am Batman.
Batman, I'm Bill Walton. This is Mark Rennie.
We're big fans.
Holy shit, Bill Walton.
What, yeah.
Basketball legend, what are you doing here?
Oh, Mark Rennie and I are traveling.
Holy shit, Mark Rennie.
Yes?
Upright Citizens Brigade?
Sometimes.
What the hell are you doing here?
I dabble. We're on an architecture tour of the Midwest.
Shh. We decided to see Gotham City. Oh, Batman, don't worry. There's no crime happening.
No crime.
I thought you were criminals. Only criminals exchange gifts in the hallway. In an alleyway.
Not only criminals. Surely good friends do.
In an alleyway? Like this?
Well, if you're going to see Gotham, see an alley.
Don't argue with Batman. He's a troubled man, you know? You never know.
How do we know?
What, the Batman's trouble?
Are you kidding me?
You are troubled.
I'm in my 40s. Single, never married, never been in a real relationship, haven't seen my parents since I was like 8.
Okay.
I live alone.
That's a funny way to phrase it. I haven't seen your parents.
Like, are you estranged?
They died when I was 8, so I haven't seen them since then.
You're revealing.
I'm sorry, I don't see ghosts. Okay.
We're sorry, Batman. We didn't mean to make light of your parents' untimely deaths. I apologize. I don't want to spend too much time here on this, but your voice is not how I imagined it when I read the fictional stories about you.
Yes, because unfortunately, my story has been whitewashed, okay? I'm actually from Iran. I'm an immigrant, okay? I came to this country and made a life for myself, and that life is Batman. And it's a long, weird story.
It'd be a beautiful story if there wasn't so much trauma.
There was a lot of trauma.
It seems like a lot of trauma.
A lot of beautiful stories include trauma, Mark Rennie.
That's true.
You know, all of our favorite movies have a big traumatic moment.
Bug's Life?
I've never seen a Bug's Life. What's the big trauma in that? That they're bugs?
The grasshoppers show up and like want to kill everybody?
Whoa.
Or enslave the ants?
Michael Jackson's Moonwalker?
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci with that tied ponytail. He's the villain.
Remember. But,
Batman, we're just exchanging Valentine's gifts.
I know. But you have to be careful.
Okay.
Because the Joker is on the loose.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, this son of a bitch never goes anywhere. He's always on the fucking loose.
With city with such crime, you think they build better cages.
It's not my fault. Let me tell you that. I'm doing this every night on my own dollar for free, okay?
Okay.
And I'm doing the best I can, okay? I have other things. Shh, don't tell anybody. I secretly am a billionaire, okay? Don't say nothing to anybody.
Do you realize this is a podcast, right?
Huh?
You're doing a podcast.
Hey, we record all this for our CBP World podcast, Eat, Pray, Dunk.
Hence the microphone.
Okay, I didn't say what I do.
We've learned you're an Iranian immigrant. Your parents died. I feel like you could do some reverse Google or someone out there could probably figure this out.
Okay, do me a favor. Promise one thing. You're going to cut this part out, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you I'm secretly billionaire, okay?
Wow.
I got to go into work in the morning, every morning at 6 in the morning. And then at night, what am I doing? Fighting the fucking crime in goddamn city.
When do you sleep, Batman?
Sleep? Kidding me?
Couldn't you, if you're so rich, why don't you just build better prisons? Why don't you finance?
That's not my responsibility.
Why do you do Batman? If it is like you seem to have some sense of responsibility.
Look, because I have serious mental problems. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I never went to the therapist because I don't believe in therapy.
Oh, Batman.
So it sort of manifested itself in me becoming a crime fighter, okay?
Okay.
But really what it's all about is I feel like my father never hugged me enough and my mother never kissed me enough.
Well, it's hard when they're dead, I guess.
Yes.
Mark.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was very cold. The point is, before they died. Anyway, thanks, Mark.
Sorry. Oh, I see.
You got a perfect family, Mark?
No, I'm sure.
In the alleyway exchanging gifts like a bunch of degenerates?
Well, anything for content.
Content. Here's some content for you. The Joker is right around the corner, so you better be careful.
Are you literally around the corner, or you just mean he's always out?
He's always out. But he also could be around the corner, okay?
Look, Batman, I think that... let me, since you're here, just admit to a few crimes in case you find out about them. You know, because I don't know where your jurisdiction starts and ends, and I don't want you to think I was lying to you.
I don't have a jurisdiction. I don't work for the fucking government, okay? Oh. I'm independent. I'm not even 1099. I don't get paid for this, okay?
Well, you're a billionaire.
Stop saying that. Stop saying that. Everybody has to get paid for what they're doing. Everybody has to get paid for what they're doing. I was very nice for a long time. Now I need something. Tax incentive, give me some type of health insurance, take me to a dinner, something.
We'll take you to dinner.
No, it's not you guys. I need somebody from Gotham City to come and do that for me.
Like a comptroller.
A what?
A comptroller.
A comptroller?
Yeah, nobody knows what they do.
What the hell is that?
You're always voting for one. I don't know what this is.
You look at the comptroller, and if there's not a D or an R next to their name, you don't know how to vote for them.
Exactly.
And so you do the funnier name.
We blindly vote R every time.
you must be a Republican, Batman.
Yes,
tough on crime.
I back the blue.
I mean, when I watch I don't know the fictionalized versions of, but when I watch the Christopher Nolan movies, I'm like, what is his point of view on police? Because sometimes he portrays them as corrupt, but at the end of the day, he's kind of supporting these ideas.
They're mostly good ones in their representations.
There are a few bad apples, okay? But most of the time, I back the blue.
Well, Batman, I could go deep into this with you on disagreement, but I am scared of you. You've got all your weapons. I'm taller than you, which is exciting. Is it weird for you that I'm so tall? Could I be a superhero here in Gotham City?
Oh, sure.
I don't think so. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why, okay? Because in Gotham City, all the superheroes are just fucking gross creeps that don't really have... No, not superheroes, the supervillains. I'm the only superhero, a.k.a. crime fighter, okay? But let me tell you, the Joker, if you hang out with this guy for 2 minutes, you're like, this guy is a fucking weirdo. This guy is a loser weirdo.
A loser?
Loser. You hang around with this guy, what's this guy, Bane, the guy that talks like, hello, Batman, I don't do Batman. One of those fucking people that blames everybody for the shit that happened in his own life, okay? I don't give a fuck what happened to your mouth or your face. That's your problem. Don't make it other people's problem, okay? And why should my tax dollars go to pay for your healthcare?
Wow, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, no, that's, you know.
Batman, I'm loving, what I'm loving about this is we don't get to see the little, for someone who doesn't like therapy, I'm sorry for you to have to hear this language, but there's projections here, there's insecurities here. Mm. Everything you're saying about Bane, I could say about you, you know?
Looks like the tea kettle is calling the pot black because, let me tell you, I read about your story too. Didn't you do drugs?
Used to.
I need to get that out. Yes, I do drugs.
You do drugs now?
I do LSD. I do unsupervised ketamine therapy. I do supervised marijuana therapy.
What? You do supervised? You smoke a joint in front of someone?
Yeah.
You talk about your problems?
They make sure I don't get too high and too wacky and eat too many snackies.
Too late.
Shh. My God.
But don't beat me up for that, Batman. I don't know what laws you up.
Yeah, what's the line? If I don't do a complete stop at a stop sign, are you going to punch me?
No. I'm not. I don't work for the police. That's their job, okay? What I do, this is the difference. You don't stop at the red light, police still come and punch you, okay? I'll punch you.
I don't think that's fair either.
I'll punch you when you steal the Hope Diamond. Okay, oh. I'll punch you when you come and you kidnap an entire family and force them to, I don't know, kiss you, okay? That's when I get activated, okay? Other than that, I'm going to be cool, man. I'm very cool. I have an entire $1 billion business I have to run every day. What does my business do? We provide arms for major corporations.
Okay.
Well, I do think we need to arm the corporations because they're people too. And if the people can be armed, the corporations should be armed.
Yeah, I don't want to go to a FedEx Kinko's unless I know they have like some M16s in there.
What I'm seeing here, Batman, is you feel underappreciated and you feel stressed out.
So why do you do it?
Because, man, what else am I going to do? I don't really have a lot of friends, okay? Dating is very hard for me.
It's hard for everybody. I mean, we've been trying to get Mark Rennie's Hinge profile up. We got Mark Rennie. Have you been on Field yet, Batman? We got Mark Rennie on Field.
Or I would think, what's the Raya for that's it?
Oh, is there a superhero Raya?
Yeah, a superhero Raya.
Yeah.
Caper?
Caper?
This,
that's a good one. C-A-P-R?
There is one that's specifically for people who are superheroes and supervillains, okay? But everyone's already fucked everybody else. And I don't want to like get into that. I don't want to, you know.
It's like high school theater. It's like, you know, it gets incestuous and there's too much drama there.
I never did theater in high school because after my parents were killed, I immediately went to martial arts. I immediately started doing what? What was that?
Nothing. You just
come on, Mark. Fuck,
Mark. It's Batman. Be careful.
No, but I'm talking about my family and this guy over here.
What family?
What? Do you know how much martial arts I did? I started doing martial arts at age 8. As soon as my parents died, next day I went and signed up for martial arts.
The next day.
Yeah. Next day. What else am I going to do?
They're going to talk to somebody.
Both my main guardians died. I was going to drive myself to school the next day. Yeah, right. I went and found a martial artist and said, well, teach
me how to fight. You must have a chauffeur or something as a child.
Huh?
I'm just saying that someone else should have been looking out for
you. There are labor laws in this country, Mark. What do you mean? I couldn't.
How did they get a child chauffeur? Although, wouldn't that be adorable?
Wait, child chauffeur? That's still breaking the labor law.
Wouldn't that be adorable, though?
No. No.
Lil Uber?
There are laws in this country. There are laws. No,
I should be able to order. Why can't we? You're a billionaire. Why can't we order a version of Uber that has a child driving
it for
you?
Can you stop saying I'm a billionaire? You sound like a hater, okay? We don't choose what we are born into, okay?
I do think all the billionaires should be. I don't think you need more than $999 million. You can't get by on $999 million?
I can get by fine. But you know what? I want $2 billion. Okay. What is it to you? Jesus, Mark.
Maybe
I don't want to. Sorry, I'm not
maybe
trying to be rude.
Alley.
Huh?
Maybe we all get health care or something.
Oh, God. You're one of those, huh? Like, look, man. I say grab your bootstraps, pull your bootstraps up, and start walking. Okay? My father used to say, when you're walking through hell, you're going to keep walking through hell. Okay? Until you get to the other side, which is heaven. I miss that man very much.
We got it.
Huh?
Mark, we've known Batman 10 minutes, and all you've done is fight with him. You don't know what he could do to you. He seems very petty. He seems very angry.
What's he going
to
do, hang me from a streetlight?
Oh, I could do worse than that, okay? You never let me finish. After I started martial arts, I didn't know that 15 years of martial arts in different countries, okay?
Oh.
Maybe you've heard their story. The fucking guy, what's his name, Christopher Nolan?
Yeah.
Did my story, did it all wrong. He showed, oh, I was there for a couple years, 15 years I was doing the martial arts. 15 years I learned how to speak the language over there. I had a wife. She left me. She left me for like a mouse trainer or something.
A mouse trainer?
The guy who trained mouse for the circus. I don't know what he was doing. I was like, can you buy you 500 Rolls Royces? Because I can. I mean, I don't know why you would want that, but I can.
Yeah, selfish of her. Yeah, huh? Selfish of her.
Anyway, I don't want to talk about that. It's really upsetting to me. It hurt my feeling.
Batman, here's what I'm noticing, and I noticed this with a lot of people who have some sort of trauma, is every time something kind of reminds you of it, you'll bring it up immediately, and then say you don't want to talk about it, because it is festering inside of you, and I think it's coming out with rage, anger, pettiness, the way that you... I mean, you just met Mark Rennie, and you're arguing with him about politics, you know?
Yeah, I'm on the side of Mr. Freeze all of a sudden.
No, Mark, you came at me with guns blazing, okay? Immediately. So, we want free healthcare. I said, get a job.
Is asking for
get
free healthcare.
A job. Get a job for
Batman.
Christ's sake. Send me, I tell this fucking Joker. I said, instead of being a clown, you loser, go fucking work. Anything is better than what you're doing right now. Go work at a 7-Eleven. Go work in a gas station, you fucking nerd. This guy. The Joker's like, hey, Batman, I'm over here now, Batman. I was like, shut the fuck up.
I'm over here
loser.
Now.
Clown. If you want to do clowning, go at least learn the structure of how to do real
clowning. Take a class.
Take a class. Go to
the Elysian.
I know people, they went to, they stopped their entire life. They went to Paris to learn clowning, came back, and now they're expert clowning. This guy over here, stupid paint on his face, like, hello, Batman. The fuck up, man.
I've never noticed that part of why you hate the Joker so much is that it's a disrespect for the art of clowning of what he's doing as
That's
well.
That's the main problem I have with that guy.
People take 8 weeks class to know how to do this.
Not even 1 week class this guy take.
Not even a workshop.
Huh?
Not even a workshop.
I took a class and he got one note and he didn't come back the next week. He couldn't handle getting notes.
Loser. That's what I call a loser. You want to do comedy, but you want to be a skirt? Fuck out of here. I don't even need to do comedy to know this guy is never going to make it in the business.
Do you enjoy comedy? You don't seem like somebody who like enjoys a good belly laugh.
No, I hate it. I don't like to. You see me right now? I'm smiling. This is me smiling.
Really?
It's a complete frown. Listen, you would be as stressed as me too, okay? Mm. If for the last 20, 30 something years, I don't even know how many years, 30 something years you have spent fighting the crime in Gotham City, literally the darkest city in the world.
It's very dark.
Very dark. Okay? Also, just being alone is hard.
Mm.
Being alone is hard. You know, when you're a crime fighter and then you secretly don't tell anybody, I'm a billionaire. Where do you go? What do you do? You know, who do you hang out with?
Well, maybe you meet someone in group therapy.
No, don't say therapy, okay? That's for people who are crazy. The Joker should go to therapy. He's crazy.
Agreed.
I'm not crazy.
I think it's very Jungian. I think you're two sides of the same coin, you and the Joker. Even this character of Batman that you've invented seems to be a dark version of what's inside of you, as whichever billionaire from Iran who spent 15 years doing martial arts around the country that you are. Around the world.
Yes, thank you. Around the world.
In you, yeah.
In the, I was in the mud pulling an ox for training, okay? I wasn't in you know, I wasn't hanging out in New Orleans eating, what is the little donut thing?
Beignets?
Beignets. I wasn't doing that.
Maybe you should have.
Huh?
Maybe you should have.
Then how would I get their training?
But why do you want to be Batman? What do you get out of it?
Because the anger, hate... And the hopelessness that I felt when I saw my family be killed in front of me, I wanted to take that and put it to something positive. What do you mean, okay? It's what are you doing, Mike? What do you do, Mike?
I go to therapy, Batman. Okay. I go to therapy.
How about you stop going to therapy and fight crime and see how much...
I'm not going to fight crime.
If you go to therapy... Who you help except yourself? You fight crime.
We got to start somewhere. When the plane's going down, what do? You put the mask on yourself first.
No, you fight the crime around you. You look around to see if there's any crime happening during that time, and then you do that.
This is the Batman version of the little pamphlet in your seat.
Yeah.
And the plane starts going down. You look around you. You find crime. You fight it, and then you put the mask on. Literally for you.
Yes, because this is something that I learned in Asia, that we... is more important than me, that your community is more important than just what you want, okay?
So we should all help each other.
Yes, I could easily take a vacation, okay? Go get married somewhere, never come back. Then who's going to fight this fucking stupid Joker? He's going to come around saying these stupid jokes to people. Before you know it, people are going to think he's funny. I come back here.
He does have pretty good timing.
He's got timing on what? Timing on what? Timing, what's his timing, Mark?
It's on delivery.
Then delivery? Let me tell you something. You're both dorks. How about that?
Batman!
No, don't Batman
me. Don't leave, Batman. Don't leave.
No, Batman. Put the grappling hook down.
Why don't you guys keep giving such a gift in the alleyway, you fucking weirdos? I don't give a fuck you play basketball, man.
Hey, Batman.
Hey.
We could be friends here. Let's exchange numbers. Let's talk. I think we got something here. Even like you and Mark. Mark's kind of like, here's a connection point. Mark's a little like my Alfred. You know, you love your Alfred, don't you?
Love my Alfred, but you know what?
Who's Alfred?
Alfred is my butler.
Oh.
My poor guy's 90-something
years old. I wasn't sure if we were supposed to know that.
Not even
not.
A butler.
Yeah, of course we do.
You didn't see any of the movies they made about me?
Oh, wait a minute. These movies, they say you're Bruce Wayne. It says these movies exist.
Hey, shut up. Don't say...
Don't. You opened this can of worms when you brought up Alfred.
No, what? That has nothing to do with anything. And also, don't bring a poor man. The poor man's 95 years old. I'm taking care of him now, okay? He's done nothing for me. He can't even bring
nothing?
No, he can't even bring me a glass of water without falling. Poor guy. Poor guy. The other
you
day,
don't have to employ him anymore.
Yeah, let him retire.
What am I going to do? What am I going to do with
the guy? You were just saying the world needs to help each other. We need, the world is best when we help each other. You say that, but I don't really see you doing that.
Hold on a second. What is
a better help?
Throw the man out of my house.
Healthcare.
Throw the man out of my house. The guy used to wipe my ass when I was a child.
No, pay for him to have a nurse or something or like.
No, I'm gonna have him. I'm just gonna let him stay with me. He's the only family I have. He's and the problem is now that he's fully demented, he'll keep asking me what's a willy? What's a willy? And I'm like, what do you
what's
mean?
What's a willy?
What's a willy? And I'm like, what? Turns out he keeps pointing to his dick. What's a willy? I'm like, you clearly know what a willy is. You have it. Don't waste my time. It's 4 a.m.
He's wasting. That's the biggest issue, that it's a waste of your time.
Yes. I, Mark, with all due respect, I feel like you think what I do is very easy. And why is Batman so stressed out? Why is Batman do this? Why is Batman do this?
I have less of an issue with the Batman side than I do with the billionaire side.
Why? Why? I bet you if I cut you a check for $500,000, you'd be talking different.
Oh.
Prove it.
Here's a check for $500,000. Try me. Cash
this. Look at that.
Cash this right now.
All right. In the notes, it says, fuck you.
Yes. Ha ha. Ha ha. You think I'm a stupid?
Now who's the Joker? That's
rich,
my question.
I'm rich, motherfucker. What's up? What's up? What's up?
He's strutting around back
and forth. He's got his hands on his hip.
I'll go buy a Rolex Presidential right now and not even a sneeze.
Wow, everyone's really impressed by that.
Yeah, well, whatever.
It's not going to bring your parents back. I'll tell you that much.
Mark!
Mark has no subtlety. No.
Oh,
Mark.
I don't have subtlety with Batman?
You know what, Mark? You know what? Next time the Joker is punching you...
He would never.
Fuck, of course he would. He'd punch you a million times. Are you kidding me?
He'd give me a gas disguised as balloon.
Yeah, and then you think that's not, that's worse than the punching.
There's novelty.
Funny, at least. It's funny. Or I would say, I mean, ironic, or, you know, balloons are usually good, but I think I take your point, Batman. In my wildest dreams, I would have never thought that this is what meeting Batman would be like.
Neither did I.
Mark, you're absolutely tearing him asunder here, you know, and I feel bad, Batman. I want everybody to be friends here.
No, I'm not going to be friends. Sorry.
I got...
We're not?
No way. What do you mean? From the second I caught you two doing what in this alleyway,
exchanging elaborately wrapped presents.
I have a problem with you being billionaire. I have a problem with you wearing this green all-star. No, actually, I like those shoes, to be honest.
Thank
I don't
you.
Have a problem.
Okay, this no, is somewhere anyway. To build from.
They are the color of the Joker's shoes, or maybe the Riddler a little more.
A bit of Riddler, Hunter Green.
Don't get me started on
that. How about that Poison Ivy, though? Va-va-voom? Poison Ivy?
No, not my type of person. Crazy person.
Catwoman?
Catwoman is nice. You know, me and her, we were seeing each other for some time, and she's very nice, but I don't think we wanted the same thing. She wanted to have a litter.
So you don't want a litter of children, or did she want cats?
She wanted cats.
Oh, yeah.
This is impossible.
Doesn't work for you.
No, my sperm is not the sperm of a cat. It's of a person.
Oh, she wanted to deliver, like be pregnant with cats.
Together,
so you literally wanted different things. One of the most literal versions of that I've ever heard.
Biologically, we wanted completely different things.
But look, Batman, because this went so poorly, I would like to give you whatever gift Mark got me for Valentine's Day, because I feel so bad, and I want you to remember this positively, because I'd like to hang out with you some other time. I love being friends with celebrities. Billionaires, I'm obsessed with. If you ever write a book, I will read it right away. I will listen to the audiobook. I'll do the audiobook if you want me to.
Wait, what? If I ever read a book, you'd read it right away?
Yeah.
What, you mean like if I recommend a book?
No, if you write a book.
Oh, if I write a book?
Like I love Steve Jobs' book.
I'm writing a book the other person who I really am. And it's called I'm Not Batman, because I'm sick of people hitting me up. They're sending emails saying, are you Batman, by the way, in your regular life? I'm like, no, what do you mean? I'm billionaire, you stupid fuck.
You want to stop the gossip.
Stop the gossip now. That's why I'm asking you to, please. You're not saying anything.
You might have a bit of the, have you heard of the Streisand effect? Might be a bit of the Streisand effect.
No, what is that?
That's when she was, there were like too many, she was mad when people were like photographing her Malibu home. Mm-hmm. So she's like, got sick of it. So she sued, but it brought more attention to her Malibu home. So I think by actually going public with denying that saying you're Batman, that more people are going to think you're Batman.
Fuck, I got to take down that big poster that I put up in Times Square. It's just sort of my picture saying, I'm not Batman. And then I put a website, www.imnotbatman. Just because, what else am I going to do? Some people started to know I'm Batman.
I feel like it's when OJ wrote If I Did It, where it's like, you know, now all the attention's on you. Why would you even make that suggestion? But Batman, all I have to say is, Mark, could you give Batman my present? I don't know what it is.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Here you go.
That.
Hope you like the wrapping.
Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Mark.
You're welcome. Thank you for the $500,000.
I didn't know that they had NIAID wrapping paper.
Love that movie.
I'm not surprised.
Doesn't everybody love NIAID?
I'm not surprised you love NIAID. What is it?
It's a VHS copy of The Green Mile. This is...
Hard to get. Two tapes.
You know what? I wouldn't mind...
What?
Well, maybe I'll just give you...
You said give it to Batman.
Yeah, but VHS Green Mile, I mean...
I knew you would love it.
You know what, man? You take this, because the real gift you already gave me, the gift of giving someone a gift, the action is the real gift. The stuff is just stuff. But also, I could literally buy 50 of you right now. So that's like, you don't need to give me a gift.
You almost did something so nice, Batman.
Yeah, that you had to remind us of how wealthy you are.
Almost did something nice? As if fighting this fucking loser Joker for the last 20-something years on now? Get the fuck out of here. Go back and do whatever you're doing, you filthy rats. Rats. Go eat cheese like two rats.
having trouble with the grappler. It missed the top of the roof there. It's trying to grapple out of here.
It's kind of sliding against the side of the...
Fuck you, boy!
No, right. You need this.
I need the orb. Do I need to touch the orb?
Yes. When you touch it, it's better because it follows you. Because when you're not touching it, it's trying to lead you somewhere. But if you want to change direction, then you just touch it and you just bring it right in. Michael Malone. Well,
This episode of Eat, Pray, Dunk is brought to you by the commission to bring an NBA team to Gotham. Look, Gotham has been home to a lot of regrettable events. From the terrifying, when Bane blew up our entire football field and executed a nuclear physicist in front of everybody, to the confusing, when that lady at Bruce Wayne's party in Batman Begins comes to introduce him to Ra's al Ghul as if he's somebody that Bruce simply must meet, and then she introduces him to a stoic, silent man who then steps out of the way and Ra's al Ghul reveals himself as a different man. What was the conversation that lady was having with the man before she went to Bruce Wayne and said, I have to introduce you to this guy, we're simply getting along? The man didn't speak a single word. Then Bruce Wayne immediately says, you're not Ra's al Ghul, I watched him die, and the lady slinks away. So yes, there's a lot in Gotham to be terrified and confused about. But one thing we know is that we should host an NBA team. If Oklahoma City gets one, why can't we? An NBA team would help spark the dreams of the youth of Gotham and focus them on things other than crime. Imagine if a man as smart as the Riddler used his brain to draw up incredible schemes in a triangle offense. Or a man with a body as big as the aforementioned Baines was your spot-up three-point shooter and on-ball defender. And look, the Penguin's already coaching the New York Knicks. Maybe we could just get him over here and coach our team. So please, 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 write to the local authorities, write to Adam Silver of the NBA. It's time for Gotham to get an NBA team. What's the worst that could happen? I think we're almost to the top floor, Mark.
A lot of flights, stairs.
It's good. Oh, man. My phone was off, so my step counter didn't get any of these.
It's fine. Mine did.
Did it?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Can you transfer steps?
Oh, like credit card points? Or like I get some of your, like
you know,
carbon?
You can share a Wi-Fi password? You just like bump. Should we try bumping phones?
Let's try to bump uglies.
Okay.
Which is our phones.
Yeah. Ew.
Oh, whoa, it's just giving me your Google search history.
Oh, don't look at that. Don't look at that.
Adele AI, what is this?
Look. I wanted to see how she would do, what's his face? Not Jimmy Bahamas, Jimmy Buffett.
Put some respect on the bereaved's name. What would you call him? Not bereaved, but the beloved, the departed.
The departed.
I never say a lure, bang! And I lost my like the departed.
Oh, Flogging Molly.
Yes. Dropkick Murphys, I think.
What's the difference? Oh, excuse me.
Oh, where do I begin, Mark Ray?
I mistook these two identical pine cones.
Well, do you think Batman comes to the signal every time? Because
I don't know.
I hope he accepts our gift and our apology.
I know. I feel like we got off on the wrong foot.
Wait, I think that might be. Is that? There's a guy standing over there. Right. Batman! Is it Batman?
Oh, no! Hi, AOL restricted area, fellas.
Sorry. No, it's okay. Here, I'm grabbing my there. I'm not a cop or anything.
Pulling up a basketball.
Yeah.
I give a basketball in my wallet like I'm a cop. Bill Walton, basketball player.
Wow, it inflated fast.
Well, yeah, I need people to know right away in situations just like this. This is Mark Rennie.
Hi, he worked with the airbag people to figure that out.
Oh, wow, impressive.
The only trade-off is the passenger side airbag of my car is gone now. Sorry, Mark.
Good to know. I guess I'll start using my seatbelt now.
You're not using a seatbelt?
Eh.
Well, if you could keep a little bit like 15 feet away from the bat signal.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, we're just here because we wanted to see Batman.
Yeah.
Don't we all? Well, oh, I love the guy.
You're a bat fan.
Bat fan over here. Big bat fan. I shine the signal. Not hired to do so, but I do it.
Oh, you just do this
volunteer basis?
Yeah.
This whole city works on volunteer work. We were just talking to Batman about how pissed he is that nobody gives him any money.
Right.
For what he does.
No one. He wishes more people would step up.
He wants more heroes?
Yeah, I guess he does. Well,
recognition for his service.
One of those guys who, you know, the person who always volunteers to plan the office party and then is like, I got to plan the party again this year. No one's going to help. And it's like, well, nobody asked.
A guy in my college would always, we knew he did magic tricks and people would always like, hey, do a trick. And he always go, oh, I guess. Oh, and I just happen to have a deck of cards. Like, well, then don't bring the deck of cards.
I just happen to be wearing a top hat and a tuxedo. Yeah. Okay, fine.
I guess I'll do 42nd Street. An entire production, one-man show, 42nd Street.
All right, I'll start with Shuffle Off to Buffalo.
I would love to see that.
Shuffalo.
Well, I like Hey-o. You. I like you. Well,
hey, stay away. Stay away. Stop okay. Stepping forward.
Just wanted to give you a big hug, because if I like someone, I give them a big fat hug.
Okay, here.
Hey, So, we're excited. I didn't catch your name.
Oh, Bale Clooney.
Bale Clooney.
Yeah, Bale Clooney. Nice to meet you. Middle name Affleck.
Bale Affleck Clooney.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know, I'm noticing something, Mark Rennie.
What's that? Name one thing you're noticing.
His initials are back.
It's true. Baby got back.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Clooney, no relation to George, I'm imagining.
No. Legally, no.
Legally, no.
Legally, no.
Literally, no.
I'm getting some genetic testing done, and once I find the right one, I might be related to him.
Really? Well, just looking at you, I can imagine that you're not. No offense. George Clooney's very handsome. He's very suave.
We've both pissed a bat suit, though.
Well, that doesn't make you related. Who hasn't pissed a bat suit? I mean, I know I did at Halloween 89, I would say. It was a Grateful Dead Halloween, but I went dressed as Batman because it was a themed party. The theme was Halloween, and I had a little too much of the sauce, from what I mean is barbecue sauce, and I pissed myself. What can I say? Well, Bale... does Batman come up here when you turn the signal on? Because we need to, Mark needs to, and I'd like to apologize to him.
Yeah, we got off on the wrong foot.
Well, what'd you do?
Well, I don't know if I should say, because it might reveal things.
Oh, yeah.
But just some of his, policies and procedures I took issue with.
You know Batman. He's so sensitive. I mean, I'm sure you spent a ton of time with him.
Right.
I
mean, you're here where he lands every time.
Well, you know, I honestly, I haven't met the guy. Big fan, big Bat fan. But, you know, I just kind of keep my hand limber to flip the switch, you know?
Have you never flipped the switch?
I flip the switch all the time.
Do you, have to leave after it's been flipped?
I've been asked by Commissioner Gordon to leave to not be there when they have their kind of one-on-one time up here.
Oh, so you come up. That's so... all the behind the scenes, of course, because Gordon would want to flip the switch. He's the commissioner.
It's below him, apparently.
Yeah.
So are you on call? Do you have a beeper? How do you know when it's time to go?
I have a pager. I get a little 911 message. I actually have a little police blotter.
A bit of your own bat signal, as it were.
Yes.
Seems like a lot of steps in the chain.
Well,
urgent crime.
Look, it's a spider's web, and it's manicured perfectly, and you know. I strum the little. This analogy is going really well.
No, I love following analogies that fall apart.
We that's love my, Charlotte's
my
Web.
MO.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't love it.
Some pig.
Hey.
Whoa!
If only you were Batman.
Yeah. Well, some bat. You know. Okay. Well, I thought we connected over something.
Mark turns fast. It's not you. It's
yeah, he physically turned around. I'm facing his back now.
Well, there's so much beautiful Gothic architecture to see from this height.
Oh, yeah. I don't look at the architecture. I just look at that beautiful, pristine signal. I just turn it on.
That's why your pupils are like little pins.
Yeah. They say don't stare into the sun, but I say it makes you feel better.
I hate to say this so bluntly, but you have all the makings for a future villain. I feel like we're seeing an origin story.
Yeah, the fan or something.
What are you talking about? You know, Batman will notice me one day. I know he knows that I'm doing all the good work, even if he's never heard of me.
But yeah, you're wearing, I'm seeing this outfit you're wearing, and it's all like, have you ever gone to a concert and there's someone selling the shirts of the band outside?
But
sure.
That's what you look like you're wearing the Batman version of
some knockoff, bootleg Batman merch?
Yeah.
And that's a good thing, right?
It's just noticeable. I mean,
it's particular.
Yeah. It's like you don't think that Joe Biden's security team all wears Joe Biden shirts, right?
I mean,
who's wearing Joe Biden shirts, though, these days?
I guess I assume the complete opposite. I thought his whole security team was wearing Joe Biden shirts.
No, I think
that would be bad because then assassins would know who to shoot. Not that is not a suggestion by any means. The Secret Service, leave me alone. I don't have a plan for this.
Every episode, Mark says one thing that we have to tell the Secret Service is not actually what he's planning.
Please scrub that. I'm not planning it. I'm just brainstorming.
Yeah, you have that little brainstorming notebook with just a bomb on the outside. I see it hanging out of your pocket.
Speaking of origin story.
Thank you.
Well, I don't want to suggest you should become a villain. I think you one day you will meet Batman, but I will say don't meet your heroes. It can always be disappointing. Unless I'm your hero, which in which case it's awesome for you.
No, you seem cool.
Yeah, I can make you pancakes or whatever if I'm your hero. Just take you home, whatever you want.
I feel like you're really kind of pushing it on me now.
I'll do whatever. I got a little movie theater in my house. We could screen. What's your favorite movie? We'll screen it.
It's just footage of Batman from afar.
Oh, my God.
Did you film this?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
He will notice me one day.
Well, seems to be a refrain.
Okay.
What? If he doesn't notice me, I'll just fucking make him notice me, you know? Like, I love when
like, what, planning a bomb?
Maybe. If that's what gets the signal turned on, I like the way you think. We love Charlotte's Web and these fantastical plans of yours.
Oh, my God. This is actually, I hate to just be so, I guess, meta about this, but this is a great idea for a villain.
I mean, kind of is.
You create your own crimes to get Batman. That's not what's happening, is it?
No, I mean, look, there are some days, I'll be honest, if there were a person who were to create crimes just so they could maybe have Batman show up at some point and they weren't me. There might be some days where, you know, the Joker isn't, you know, making laughing fish and Mr. Freeze isn't crying about his wife. And you're like, okay, what am I supposed to turn the bat signal on for?
And so you create your own crime. Well, I don't suggest you do that at all. But
you're going to get punched. You seem to be a frail sort.
Yes.
I'm not frail. I'm 40 pounds.
What would you, like, why do you want, what would you, I'm sure you've rehearsed this conversation in your mind a million times, but what would you say to Batman? What do you want to?
Oh, let's act it out. Who should be Batman?
You've got the gravelly voice.
Yeah, okay, all right, I'll try. I'll do my best Batman. And
I could be Robin?
And you're Robin.
You're very, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Chris O'Donnell, Robin. That's the best one. We all agree with that, right? God.
I mean, the chiseled
I mean,
job.
You know how many awakenings occurred when he showed up in that sleeveless shirt whipping those towels?
Yeah. I'm more into the child Robin.
Ew.
And not for the reason you're into the Chris O'Donnell Robin, might I be clear.
That was not an awakening for you.
No, it wasn't an awakening. You know, it's easier to kind of push them
You're
out
just
of the
way. A fan of child gymnasts. What's wrong about that?
Absolutely. Me and my best friend, Gilly Nassim, go see him live every year.
Well, I'll tell you this much. You know, this Robin character, we'll have a quick preamble where we find out he's Robin because I'm handing him a bag that says his name on it. And I go, oh, that's okay. A funny nickname. And he goes, oh, it's Robin. We've acted it out. I've just said the whole thing. But here, all right. So what would you say to Batman?
Hey, Batman.
Hello.
I bet that you've probably thought about me just as much as I've thought about you.
Well, of course not.
You're not doing it right.
Whoa.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm just in the moment. I took it on this very podcast, an improv
class.
Yeah,
you're not really supposed to deny things.
Yeah, I took an improv class from Will Hines on this podcast, so I know a thing or two about this sort of situation. I don't need to Hines you through this, but I think that is the natural way Batman would maybe respond to you thinking he thinks about him.
In my brain, I firmly disagree.
So this is almost sadder, because in your brain, you think Batman does know you exist, but he's just choosing to not ever see or visit you.
No, he's just been waiting for the right moment.
Okay.
Oh.
And he just deeply respects and loves the way I flick on the signal.
Okay, great. So I'll play into that reality.
Sure.
Okay, so, Robin, this, I'm really enjoying this Buca di Beppo meal we're sharing.
It could use a little more salt, but sure.
No, that's wrong. Robin loves Buca di Beppo.
I mean, have you been in a while?
Yeah, look.
You might as well have, like, frozen food.
You mean, when you say in a while, you mean it's taken a dip at Buca di Beppo, or you're just saying that's always been bad and recently you've learned
probably
that?
Both. A little bit of the dominoes factor. It's always been bad, but it's gotten worse.
Would you like a Beppo tracker?
Yes.
What's your Oppo tracker?
It's like the pizza tracker at Domino's.
Oh, a Oppo tracker.
But you're seeing like the waiter, like how long it's going to take the waiter to get to your table.
We should have a tracker in the That's such a great idea, Bill.
Don't they stop me, Boppo?
Put it in your bomber notebook.
Okay, let me write that down. Donde está? Upside down question mark.
Oh, a little bit of a Riddler flair.
All right. So Robin, you do like your food here?
It's pretty good.
Good.
Should we get some more wine?
Side coaching, but okay.
Yeah, and remember, you're a child.
Yeah, I know. I'm a child.
Okay, no wine for you, Robin. I'll get more wine for me. Batman.
He doesn't drink when he's on the job.
Christ. The whole thing with this act out is you have to be free. You have to be... When we fantasize, it's a way to keep control of our situation.
Mm.
But in reality, you have no control over how this is going to go. So you have to prepare yourself for all the options, Bale, Affleck Clooney.
I don't like it, but I'll do it.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
We both enjoy this meal. Neither of us are drinking wine. We're at Buca di Beppo.
Well, the kid can drink wine. Maybe the Robins are a little mischievous, you know? Maybe he's veering into a Nightwing territory.
Hee-hee! More Chianti!
Okay, Robin, you can't even pronounce it. You're so young, but
I'm a kid. Chianti!
Spot on.
Chardonnay!
All right. Hi, sir. Nice to see you.
Batman, yes. I'm sure you remember me. Robin, step away.
Are you the waiter?
No, I'm not the waiter.
You also can't kick somebody out of an improv scene.
God.
You
have
to leave the scene. Or maybe you...
What is this? The pack?
All right. So we're both here. You're not the waiter. You are someone I know because you are...
I'm Bale Affleck Clooney, and I'm the man who turns on the signal for you, and I'm sure you respect me, and you have a lot to thank me for, because we're both basically like partners in crime, like you and Robin.
Could you take your hands out of your pants while you're saying this?
I'll take one out.
So everybody can imagine this. His first hand is in his front pocket. His other hand's in his back pocket. So it's just unsettling. We don't know what's going on.
One in the front, two in the trunk.
So you have
two in the front?
Well, Bale, now that you mention it, I do remember you, and I'm so appreciative that you turned the signal on, because how else would I know that there is a crime and I need to meet up with my good friend, Commissioner Jim Gordon?
Your good friend, but not... Who's the better friend?
My best friend? I'm a very lonely man. I guess probably Robin or...
Or Alfred.
Or Alfred.
Okay, but like beyond them, who would you want to...
Lucius Fox.
Lucius, I like Lucius a lot.
Hang out with Lucius Fox?
Rene Ortega of the GCPD.
Rene Ortega?
Yeah.
Montoya, you fool.
I know her by her maiden name.
Oh, you knew her before she got married?
Yeah.
Well, that's five people I could think of off the top of my head. Certainly my best friend wouldn't be somebody I'm just meeting today for the first time.
Yeah, slow your roll.
Well, you know, some of us have best friends, Batman, who we've thought, you know, we have a friendship that's deeper than meeting in person.
Oh, so this is what they
Although you might be his best friend, because let me ask, do you have any other friends?
Well, my wife used to be my best friend before I spent all my time up here.
Hmm. Oh. And I noticed even in that, you almost called your wife your mom.
Yeah, what's that about?
Well,
let's unpack that.
We've been therapizing a lot.
Flashing my own bat signal right now, if you know what I mean.
I feel like there's maybe not a dearth of therapists in Gotham. We have
if they end up crazy, Harley Quinzel.
Yeah, I saw her for a while.
Oh, no.
Go figure.
Yeah, post-turn into Harley Quinn, too.
I can't avoid people that look like Harley Quinn when I'm looking at porn. You ever notice this? It's just this way.
What do you look? What are your search terms?
Any sort of
Harley
thing.
Quinn naked?
Yeah.
But anyway, so you're alone now because you spent so much time at the bat signal. You know, in the world of podcasting and in celebrity culture,
what a rich world it is.
Yeah, I love it. Fat Man on Batman.
Fat Man on Batman, is that your podcast?
No, I just listened to it. I love Kevin Smith.
Oh, that's his podcast on Batman. It's part of the Smodiverse.
Yeah, you know, back. Did you ever go to the Smod Castle?
Oh, well, there were two Smod Castles. At first, he was recording at the Oh My Ribs Theater off of Santa Monica, and then they moved.
Joker loved that place.
They moved to the old Wizard Comics above Carl Strauss and below the John Lovitz Theater at City Walk for a while.
I did not know that.
Jason Mewes would always come into Carl Strauss and get a to-go order. Very nice guy, I heard. Anywho, I know a lot about the Smodiverse.
Anyway, yeah, you were telling me about podcasts before.
Oh, it's called a parasocial relationship. Mm. You think you know Batman so well, but he is never... You've spent so much time with him, thinking about him, but he doesn't know...
Bill, I do have to bring... Now that you keep defining our relationship as parasocial, but I keep telling him it's not. We actually do have a relationship.
It's because of podcasting you feel that way.
I'm your actual assistant. It's been like a year, I think.
It's very parasocial between you and I.
Parasocial?
That's what I said. What are you saying?
It's parasocial, I think.
That's what you have, but we're parrot social.
Oh.
So parrot heads.
Squawk.
Oh, yeah.
I want to continue this act out, but just know that maybe you're expecting too much out of the Batman relationship here.
Okay.
Well, it's nice to see you. Would you like a photo with Batman and Robin, sir?
Yeah, I'd love a photo, and I'd love to hang out every day.
Okay, well, I'm pretty busy. I can't really say this, but I'm running a billionaire business. I just learned this about Batman. We met him earlier today.
Know more about Batman than I do?
Well, if you want to hear about childhood trauma, endlessly meet Batman.
We spent a lot of time with Batman today. It was really interesting. And now we're up here to apologize because Mark and Batman kind of got into it.
I made fun of his parents dying too much, I feel. But he wouldn't shut up about it. We got it.
Are you okay, Bale? Bale's like really freaking out here.
You guys freaking got to hang out with the Bat.
It wasn't all you would expect. I mean,
he's got a chip on his shoulder.
He's got a chip on his shoulder. The suit.
I could feel that chip. I could smooth over that chip.
I don't know why this.
I can't believe you losers got to hang out with the Bat.
Second losers. Person calling us losers in Gotham City.
Hey, watch it, buddy.
Hey, no, you stay away from the signal.
I'm gonna get right up on the signal.
Do you get off of it?
Look at this. I'm gonna do little shadow puppets on here.
Stop it! You're defiling the signal.
It'll terrify the people of Gotham City.
Good. Turn it on.
Oh.
A rabbit just showed up.
Sorry, Mr. Rabbit. We weren't really calling you here.
That was incredible. I am mad at you, but it was incredible that a rabbit just showed up because of your puppetry skill.
You put any signal... Oh, I'm a good puppet. You put any signal in the sky, the thing will appear. I mean, look at two alligators. Killer Croc.
And his brother. Nice Croc.
Nice Croc. Oh, nice Croc. Opposites attract. Bale, let me... how about this? I will tell you, if you could believe this for the rest of your life, it might make things way easier. You will never be friends with Batman. And for you to be friends with him, you've got to meet naturally, and you can't just be his fan. Nobody is good friends with their fans.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like you. You probably were a huge fan, and, of, you know, the Bill over here. And
I had no idea who he was.
And now we're best friends because we have a mutual respect. I mean, if you want to be friends and a fan of somebody, I guess you could try to date stand-ups or something like that, or improvisers or things like that. Take a class with them and then be a fan.
Meet your peers. Meet people. There must be other, like, Gotham City volunteers.
But maybe I should date, like, you know, one of his villains or something.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, they're always like getting some FaceTime with them.
You know? Yeah. I feel like to be really happy, I think you have to work on yourself. Like, find something that really makes you happy.
I love this signal.
Okay. Sure.
What got you into this work of flipping the switch? Can I ask you?
Well, you know, I realized I had a glove that was smudge-proof. And I had a few extra light bulbs, and I kind of always saw it in the sky, and when things were going...
You know who you should meet?
Who?
A lighthouse keeper.
Oh, yeah. what's his name? Crazy old Defoe, maybe?
Yeah. I made Lobster, see? Is that how he talked in that movie?
All right. I'm loving these act outs. So Mark is the lighthouse keeper.
Willem Dafoe's in the lighthouse.
I'm handsome Robert...
Pattinson?
Yeah, Pattinson. And you're meeting a new friend, okay?
All right.
Neither of us are Batman.
Okay.
All right.
Well, here I am at the top of the lighthouse.
Yeah, welcome. How do you like my bulb?
Oh, it's a nice bulb. It's a pretty bulb.
Thanks. I polish it all the time, mostly during the day, don't you know? What do you do, big light man?
I'm a big light man, too.
I love those big lights, baby. Shine on, you crazy diamond. That's what I say. Ka-chow.
We got a lot in common.
Yeah. You want to eat this lobster? Chomp, chomp. They're dead.
I was hoping they'd be dead.
Sure. I hit them with hammers. That's how you know.
So what do you like most about being a lighthouse keeper?
Solitude and that I'm up high in the sky, baby. Keeping those boats from the shore, don't you know? What do you like about the bat signal?
Oh, I just love the same sort of thing. You know, keeping the city safe, don't you know?
You hit lobsters with hammers?
Oh, well, I hit something with hammers.
What?
Oh, no, he's breaking down.
Oh, no.
No, you don't have to tell us. You don't have to tell us. I have a feeling I don't even want to know the answer to that.
Look at my toes.
And improv.
Look at my toes.
Hammer toes.
Hammer toes.
I am hammer toes.
Oh, no.
Do, 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 do.
Under pressure?
Or perhaps vanilla ice.
Perhaps vanilla ice.
Not, can't touch this, I don't think.
Absolutely not. Can't.
Well, you can't touch these because they are.
You can't. Honestly, wouldn't want to.
I've never seen a villain reveal be so undercut.
How dare you?
Sorry, dare you? Sorry. I can't get along with the hero, can't get along with the villain.
It does make sense for you to have even your reveal to be undercut. It's a way that makes you seem so small. No offense.
I'm not small, okay?
What?
I'm 2'8", I'm 40 pounds, and my toes are smashed because I take out all my frustration on my toes with a hammer.
Hammer toe, I just think that the villain life's not for you. I'm not terrified of you. I'm scared that you're like an incel or something like that, but less that you're going to actually do any damage to me.
Well, I could be a scary incel if you want.
No, I don't.
We got enough of those.
Paul Dano did it kind of as the Riddler character.
That's
right. We get it. Look, hammer toe. Here's my recommendation. Mark and I have to get out of here. It doesn't look like Batman's coming. Or maybe he, like, waits to see you leave before he actually shows up here.
That does usually seem like it times out that way.
Yeah. So my recommendation is find one thing this month, like a class you could take that has nothing to do with Batman. And see how it works for you. Maybe you'll learn about yourself and the world beyond Batman.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the advice.
Mark, what kind of class are you? I mean, what would you do if you were in this situation? I'm thinking like a spaghetti making class. Meet some...
collage?
Collage sure. Is nice.
Plein air painting, maybe?
What's that?
What?
Plein air painting, where you're painting outside in nature.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, sounds kind of relaxing.
Yeah.
So any of those, I'd skip collaging because it's like, do you need a class in that?
And it seems like that's how you're going to, Gotham City's going to be ransom notes.
Well, that's what I was kind of hoping for. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a collage of letters asking somebody to can get a kidnapped woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. I could probably just paint the letters in different styles myself outside or something.
Oh.
I'm trying to think of a class you could, I feel like spaghetti is the one.
Pickleball?
Pickleball. Plays a pickleball.
Active. Stretch your legs.
Not too difficult. Meet a lot of older people.
Condiment
nice.
King. Got it.
Condiment King.
King. Yeah. We're getting obscure now.
Look, he loves freaking pickleball. You know? He and I got
Is that an obscure DC villain? Is that what I'm learning here?
Some call him a C-list villain. I call him A-list compared to my relationship to Batman.
Well, you would call it...
Okay, now yes. We're having some self-awareness.
Very good.
Yeah.
So I wish you the best Affleck, Bale Affleck Clooney.
And maybe instead of hammering your toes, you volunteer for Habitats for Humanity.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that. All right. And maybe even, what if no one turned the light on? You know, you don't have to be the guy.
Yeah, how hard is it to find crime in Gotham City? Like, you need a signal for it? Yeah, big, big shock. There's a crime happening in Gotham
City. Okay, I feel like this is just becoming rude, you know?
Yeah, your job is so useless. I don't know why he needs the signal.
Okay.
He'll find it anywhere.
What are you badgering me for? You were just trying to help me. You were trying to help me find something to make my life better.
I'm just thinking it out. You just had smudge-free gloves. Anyone can turn a light
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it seems like your life has brought your life choices have brought you nothing but pain. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You're a loser.
Yeah, you fucking suck, dude.
All right, peace out, man.
You're wrong.
Hey, Bill Walton and Mark Rennie.
Thank you for listening to Eat, Pray,
dunk, another episode slamma jammed into the books. And a big thank you to Payam Banafaz. You can catch Payam on Instagram at pbanny, where he does his Batman character and a lot of other funny stuff. Catch him at the UCB Theater, catch him at movies like Everything Everywhere All at Once. And thank you to Justin Michael. You can listen to Justin's Batman podcast, Batman the Animated Podcast, at BTAS Podcast, and his comedy podcast, Nature Talks to Itself, at Nature Talks Pod. You can also see Justin's work on the TV shows Infinity Train and upcoming show Among Us. And a big, loving thank you to Mark Rennie. Of course, you can always catch Mark's podcast, Two Old Queens. And I'd also like to direct your attention to a GoFundMe for Mark Rennie. Last month, Mark had to have his colon removed. Then a few days later, he was laid off from his regular non-Bill Walton assistant job. Some friends started a GoFundMe to help Mark pay for all of his medical bills, so if you'd like to support that and you have the means, it would go a long way. We will have the link to that GoFundMe in the episode description. And thank you to Scott Aukerman and Brett Morris of CBB World. Riddle me this, riddle me that. Who doesn't like podcasts from Brett and Scott? I had to slant rhyme Scott as scat to rhyme with that. Deal with it!